Hi, friends. Today's activity is a little bit difficult because we are talking about difficult people. The only way to avoid difficult people in our lives is if we avoid people altogether. And that is definitely not a roadmap to happiness. So the challenge is, how do we deal with them? There isn't just one way, and it's not always black and white. But whatever you choose, as challenging as it may be, is an opportunity to better yourself. The first thing is, we want to get out of the mindset of blaming the difficult person. And you're probably thinking, yeah, but Melissa, if you saw this person, you'd agree. It is totally their fault. It's obvious and everyone knows it. But here's the thing. You are responsible for your own happiness. You can't expect other people to change to accommodate you. So ultimately, the responsibility always comes back to you. So sometimes that responsibility might be to just protect your energy and get space from that person. Just cut it off. I've done that with several people. It's hard. And thankfully, they were people that I could just cut out of my life. I started to realize that there were some people that were really only in my life because I was familiar with having them in my life. It was comfortable. It was almost easier sinking back into an old version of me that was used to having this person around than it was to actually take a stand for myself and embody the better version of myself that I had been evolving into. One of the people that I cut out was a former employer. I just couldn't do it anymore. So quitting was super scary, but even scarier was realizing that this person's negative energy was starting to affect other areas of my life. So it is important to know when enough is enough and when you need to take space, even if it's temporary space. But I understand that cutting someone off completely is easier said than done, and in some cases it can't really be done, especially in the short term. Not everyone can just say, I can't handle my boss anymore, I'm quitting today. So if it's your boss, you might not be able to quit right now. Or you might live with this person, or maybe you're related. Or maybe it's even a partner or somebody you love, but there's just a pattern of behavior that keeps happening over and over again. This is where learning to deal with difficult people ourselves is really helpful. Remember, people are mirrors. I know I used to get really annoyed when people said that to me because I was like, what the hell are you talking about? I'm not the one who's arguing all the time. I'm not the one who shuts down when I'm trying to talk. But you are the one being triggered. So ask yourself, why is this really triggering? What is this triggering inside of me? In The Book of Freedom by Paul Selig, he says that disagreements don't exist at the level of the true self. So just because the disagreement exists for somebody else does not mean it needs to exist for you. And just because that emotional tension exists for someone else doesn't mean it needs to exist for you. In an ideal world, anyone could just come at you with anything, and you would just stand there stoic. Everything would just bounce right off of you. Hurtful words wouldn't penetrate. Another of my favorite books for this specific scenario of dealing with difficult people is The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. He says, don't take anything personally. Nothing others do is because of you. What others say and do is a projection of their own reality, their own dream. When you are immune to the opinions and actions of others, you won't be the victim of needless suffering. He goes on to say that it's not what I am saying that is hurting you. It's that you have a wound that I touch by what I have said. You are hurting yourself. There's no way that I can take this personally. So it goes both ways. As long as what we're saying is coming from love, we also shouldn't be so worried about how we are going to hurt other people with our words. I know that's not what we were taught, but it doesn't help anybody if nobody's living their authentic truth because we're walking on eggshells for the people around us. So basically, all of your pain with difficult people is an internal issue. Even if anyone around who witnessed the situation were to say that it's the other person's fault. Because you decide if you take on their poison or if you leave it with them. And here's another hard truth. When we have an internal issue, we tend to attract those exact experiences. We tend to attract triggering moments. And sometimes we tend to get triggered by things that other people just aren't triggered by at all, which means that we're not just attracting these moments. Sometimes we're creating them all together in our heads. So before you start this activity, put on your compassion pants. Some of the skills that we practiced last week in dropping judgment and being more open-minded can really help you here. Do whatever it takes for you to find a place of compassion for this difficult person. And do this before you think about the problem that you're dealing with this person, because we want to start on a higher ground. So we start with compassion, and then we give love to the situation. So really think, what good qualities does this person have? What good qualities does this person have that I've not allowed myself to see before? Sometimes I even take it to the extreme and fabricate a scenario in my head where I'm like, wow, this person's been through so much. No wonder they're bitter. I read an article once that said, difficult boss, pretend he's a giant toddler, or something like that. And I found it oddly therapeutic, because you wouldn't stand there and look at that toddler and say, stop yelling at me. Why aren't you listening? You're such a bad listener. Well, maybe you would, but it wouldn't be very helpful. That technique of looking at my boss like a giant toddler throwing a temper tantrum helped me to look at his tantrums as just some ridiculous fact of life rather than something that had any sort of power over me. So do whatever it takes. Because remember, you are spiritually responsible for your own energy. That energy is going to spread to everyone you come in contact with, and that part's on you. A great example of turning poison into power happened on Twitter with actor Patton Oswalt. Oswalt tweeted some anti-Trump thing, and then a Trump supporter got angry and attacked him and said mean things about being happy if he died and called him a sawed-off little man. So at first, Oswalt shot back, but then he actually went to this guy's profile and saw that his troll had a GoFundMe campaign set up for hospital bills. So instead of keeping the feud going, he shared the guy's GoFundMe campaign to his 4.5 million followers with this tweet. Aw, man, this dude just attacked me on Twitter, and I joked back, but then I looked at his timeline and he's in a lot of trouble health-wise. I'd be pissed off too. He's been dealt some shitty cards. Let's deal him some good ones. Click and donate just like I'm about to. Then Oswalt actually donated $2,000, and the campaign as of this recording is at over $40,000 of this guy's $5,000 goal. So then you can end up seeing this back and forth between the troll and Oswalt, and it completely melted the tension. There's so much gratitude. It got everybody to rethink the way they interact with people that they may have never met. But this story inspired me so much. So I challenge you. Be a light worker. Make it your job description to leave everyone with a little bit more love than you found them with. And for those people that are extra difficult, realize that they have to deal with their own poison 24/7, and you only need to deal with it in the amount of doses that you allow yourself to. So good luck with this one, and let us know how it goes.